From Hollywood, the Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton.
Are you kidding?
With Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, and Wonderful Smith.
That's our
playing Anything Goes. And now we bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's newest young comedian, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Did you hear that, Mr. Tate? And that wasn't cute either. See, that was just right out of the clouds. Look, he's tearing up camels again. Look at him. Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, Truman?
Hello, Red. Say, Red, I heard that you had a date with your girl last night.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, what'd you do?
Nothing. I didn't have any money, so we just sat around and watched her nose twitch.
Well, Red, no kidding. How do you feel tonight, huh?
Oh, I'm kind of run down.
Well, say, what makes you think you're run down, anyway?
Well, you know, every morning how you wake up and push the covers back?
Yeah.
Today they push me back.
You know, I can't understand it, Red. You should be very healthy living out here in California where the air is so clear.
Clear. That, folks, is the 3-second intervals between the fog lifts and the time they start lighting smudge pots. But, you know, I'm not worried. You know, I'm a little weak, though, really.
You are, really?
I'm so weak that whenever I wear suspenders, I'm 3 inches off the ground.
Well, Red, last night when you had your girl out, I bet you were too tired to go anywhere, weren't you?
Yeah, I've been too tired to do anything lately.
You have, huh?
Yeah. I think I'll run out about the same time as my insurance policy.
Red, have you tried to get a life insurance policy lately?
Yeah.
What happened? No soap?
No life. They wanted to know if I was a regular risk or did I do my program out in the open.
Did you have the insurance doctor examine you?
Yeah, boy, and he really examined me, too. He tapped me all over with a little hammer.
Yeah, that bother you?
No, a little man have been tapping me with hammers ever since New Year's Eve. Yeah. Then the doctor made me take off my shirt and show me his ribs, you know.
Oh,
I showed him my ribs. Yeah.
Did you really show him your ribs, Red?
Not only did I show them to him, I played a tune for him.
Well, listen, do you feel weak?
Brad, I'm so weak I can hardly push the plunger in a pinball machine.
I pushed a plunger once.
You did, Ozzie? What happened?
Nothing. We finally had to call a plumber. Some of the coffee grounds got down the sink.
Oh, I see.
So tell me, Red, when you were at the doctor's, did you stick out your tongue?
Yeah, right after I got the bill.
What kind of insurance did you get?
I got an annuity. It pays me $50 a month as long as I'm alive.
I was alive once.
Really, Ozzy?
Yeah, now the only kind of insurance I can get is theft insurance on old bones.
Hiya, Red.
Hello, Harriet. Well, I was just telling everybody about my experience in the doctor's office trying to get an insurance policy.
What are you trying to do, get fire insurance for your hair?
Yeah.
I bought some insurance the other day.
What kind of a policy have you got?
Oh, it's that new AXIS policy.
AXIS policy?
Mm-hmm. It runs indefinitely.
Oh, I sure can. You know, I've been trying to get an insurance policy.
I got a life insurance policy once.
Oh, now come, flounder muscles.
Well, you know, insurance is a very good idea. Do you know how many people were killed last year in bathtubs alone?
Well, how else can you take a bath?
I stepped on a piece of soap once. I keep trying.
Yeah, windy old bird. You did, Ozzy? What happened?
Well, you see my forehead?
No.
Well, once you could.
Say, Red, did the doctor tap you on the knee with that little hammer?
Yes.
What happened?
Well, the usual thing. I kicked him in the face. I finally got a nice policy, though. I pay them 2 cents a week for a year, and then they pay me $50,000 if...
If what?
I don't know. That's where their lawyers drop dead. I have another policy, too. You get paid off if you get hit crossing Sunset Boulevard by a crawling baby. Of course, if the baby's drunk, you get paid double.
Well, gosh, don't they have any policies for getting hit by a car when crossing Sunset Boulevard?
You're up a little late today, aren't you, girlie?
So tell me something, Red.
Well, when we get lost, we get lost, don't we?
Where's our guide? Tell me something, Red. What does this doctor look like?
Did you ever see a totem pole?
Yeah.
He's the third head down.
What else did the doctor say?
Well, he said I had a falling stomach. But I didn't believe him till I tripped over it going out the door. You know, and he got sore because I wouldn't pay his fee.
Well, how much does he charge?
$1 million.
$1 million? Yeah. Does anyone ever pay that?
No, he just likes to see their hats fall off when he tells them.
Say, Red, do they have any special insurance for singers against sore throats?
Yeah, and how about orchestralitis against elbow fatigue?
They've got all kinds. They've even got a policy against getting poked in the eye with a finger for house detectives.
I was a peeping Tom once.
You were? What happened, Ozzy?
Nothing. I peeped when I should have tommed.
You know, Ozzy, you should really take out some insurance, though. How much do you weigh?
175 soaking wet.
Well, how much do you weigh with your clothes on?
Same thing. I'm porous.
Say, I notice these policies are all against floods and tornadoes and earthquakes and windstorms. What happens if you should just stub your toe, huh?
Well, you just got a sore toe, sister.
Listen, Red, why all this sudden interest in life insurance? You're young and healthy.
Yeah.
Have you got a girl or something?
Yeah, I got a girl. She's beautiful, too. She's covered with tattooing.
She is?
Well, I like to think it's tattooing.
Imagine you having a girl.
Yeah, what's the matter with me?
Well, nothing, but for a guy that's tied to his mother's apron strings like you
are. Those aren't my mother's apron strings.
No?
No, that's my underwear. It's always unraveling.
What's your girl's name, Red? I said, what's your girl's name?
Portia.
Portia?
Yeah.
Is she pretty?
Well, fairly. She's a little Claudia in the West Portia.
I suppose you kiss her goodnight every night, huh?
No, I never kiss her.
Why not?
Well, she's got rubber lips, and I don't want to wear them out. Was one of Ozzie Nelson's little dwarfs playing Poor Girl. And very good, too, Dorothy.
Thanks, Red. And say, by the way, remember that ice cream soda you got me before the show?
Yeah.
Well, here's my 15 cents.
Oh, that's all right. I was in no hurry for it.
Say, Red, remember that big, handsome St. Bernard dog at the drugstore?
Yeah.
Remember when you tried to pat him on the back?
Yeah, and before I knew it, I was patting him between his teeth. He was really a pretty dog, though. Do you like animals? I say, do you love animals?
Well, what do you want me to do, kiss you?
Say, that fellow was really crazy about that dog, though, wasn't he? You know, a lot of people like animals. What do you say, tonight, let's show the things that people go through for their pets. First, we'll start off with a couple that live in a small apartment, and we'll try to show the trouble they have keeping a dog. The husband is just coming home from work at the laundry. Yoo-hoo! Wifey dear, Alkaline's home.
Is that you, darling?
No, I'm by myself.
Well, close the door, you bum.
Yeah. Ah, home sweet home. Come on, dear. Did I get a kiss?
Of course.
Yeah.
There. All right, hand over your pay.
Yeah.
$14. Where's the other dollar?
Well, that's all I got this week. I ruined two doilies.
Oh, why don't you ask that boss of yours for a raise?
I did.
What'd he say?
Nothing. But you ought to see the tooth marks in my leg.
Well, how are things at the laundry, huh?
Doity.
Have you still got the same job at the laundry?
No, I got promoted.
You have?
Yeah, I got a promotion today. I'm now the head stiff in the starch department. You know, now that I'm the boss, I've got to get rid of that old man with the beard.
Why? What happened?
Well, today he stepped a little too close to the mangler. And all his shirts came out with mohair.
Tell me, how's business?
It's not bad. We've worked out a new deal with our customers.
What is it?
We return their buttons if they return our pins. Hey, I almost forgot. You know the boss's dog?
You mean the pointer?
Yeah. Today he fell in the starch, and we spent the whole day trying to unpoint him. Hey, by the way, how's our dog?
Oh, we had a little excitement. He bit the milkman.
Oh, no kidding. Was it serious?
Well, if he was an automobile, he'd have a leaky gas tank.
Say, what else has he been up to?
He was in your closet all morning playing with your clothes.
Oh, he was. Did he wear anything?
You remember that sport coat you got for Christmas?
Yeah.
It's a mess jacket now.
Yeah. Hey, I found him in your closet yesterday. You remember them open-toed shoes?
Yeah.
They have open-toed heels now. Well, we loused that up, didn't I? Hey, where is the dog?
Oh, he's over in the corner digesting your Sunday pants.
Gee, why does he always chew up my clothes? Why don't he chew up some of your clothes once in a while? Yeah, how do you know they were my Sunday pants?
I picked them out for him.
Yeah. Oh, fine thing. I don't think you ought to feed that dog my clothes.
Okay, then why don't you throw him a bone? I said, why don't you throw the dog a bone?
Now, don't look at my head when you say that. Gee, I wish that dog liked me more. Come on, boy, bring me the bone. Come on, bring me the bone to me. No, no, bring the bone to me, not me to the bone. Hey, anything else happened while I was gone today?
Well, Grandma fell out of the window again.
Again? No kidding. Did she get hurt?
No, Grandpa happened to be passing by at the time.
Oh.
Say, by the way, the landlord was here.
The landlord? What did he want?
I don't know, but you better get busy with your printing press.
Yeah.
Listen, and he also said we better get rid of the dog or he'll throw us out in the street.
Oh, yeah. Well, he can't do that to me. Yeah, you know what I'll do? Why, I'll... How big is that guy? Uh-oh. What's that?
It's somebody downstairs at the dumbwaiter. Go see what he wants.
Okay. Hello! Hello!
When are you going to get rid of that dog?
Hello!
When are you going to pay your rent?
Hello!
I'm coming up to talk to you.
Nobody home!
Come on, your coffee's getting cold.
Okay, okay, I'll sit down at the table. Hey, that's not very sweet. Pass me the sugar, huh?
Listen, we only got one lump left, so make it last.
Okay, I'll tie it around the dog's neck and let him run through once. Oh, I bet that's the landlord.
Hello!
Yeah, that's him. Come in.
Hi there, good evening. Mind if I show your apartment some people?
Who are they, groundhogs?
No, and I'm going to rent this apartment to somebody else if you don't get rid of that St. Bernard.
Sir, you're speaking about the woman I love.
Homer, he means the dog.
Oh. Well, why should I get rid of the dog? He never done nothing to nobody.
Oh, no?
No.
What happened to the doorman? Huh? What happened to the doorman?
That was an accident. He was hungry.
Well, you just have to get rid of him.
Listen, you, when we moved in here, you said we could have a dog.
Yeah, but since then, that dog has grown up into a moose.
Yeah, well, you're just jealous because you're an elk.
Look, I don't see why you gotta have a dog anyways. Why don't you get yourself a bird?
No, I'm through with Vaudeville. You know, we're gonna keep that dog. Now, he never bothers nobody. He never even barks.
Woo! Woo!
Gee, did you hear that? He barked. Or was that you?
No, it wasn't me. He don't like the landlord.
Yeah. I don't blame him. I don't like landlords myself.
Hey, wait a minute. You're a landlord.
Yeah, I know, but I don't have to go around bragging, do I? Now, look here. You gotta get rid of that dog, see?
Okay.
Why, I remember when my kids used to carry him around in their arms.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now he's so big they can't even carry his fleas around in their arms. Why do you have to have a dog anyway?
Well, garbage pails are pretty hard to get nowadays, you know.
All right, but why does he have to pace up and down so much?
He's choosy.
Well, you know what I said. The dog has got to go.
He does? Quick, honey, my leash.
And I want my rent.
Ah, shut up or I'll seek the dog on you.
Wait, for 2 cents, I'd punch you in the nose.
Yeah.
Did you hear me? I said for 2 cents, I'd punch you in the nose. What's the matter? Nobody want to see a cheap knockout? And listen, I'm leaving now. And when I return, that dog had better be gone.
Okay, Orson. Well, I guess we got to move, all right. But we stay here tonight, huh? Come on, dear. Let's sit down by the fireplace, huh? Gee, ain't that a swell fireplace?
Yeah, and it's a swell fire in it, too.
Yeah, we never sit in that Morse chair much anyway.
Gee, I'm sick of this dump. Why don't you take me out anymore?
I've been taking you out every night this week.
Yeah, but I'm getting tired of walking past that brewery taking big inhales.
Hey, by the way, has the dog been out for his walk yet?
No. And don't look at me. He's your dog. I don't ask you to walk my goldfish, do I?
Okay, I'll take him out. Where's my leash?
In the closet. And you better sneak out the back way so the landlord won't see you.
Okay, I'll take a peek out in the hall first. Yep, there's nobody out here. I'll open up a few of these doors, see which is the back steps. Oh, pardon me, madam. I wonder how long she's been in that closet. Well, I'll just tiptoe down the hall.
Listen, and make sure you go out the right door. One of them doors leads to an old elevator shaft.
All right.
The one on the right is the elevator shaft.
All right, so the one on the right is the elevator shaft. I'll go out the one on the left.
Homer! What happened? Are you hurt? Say something, Homer.
You were wrong about them doors, dear.
Where's Flea Biscuit?
I fell on him.
Is he all right?
Yeah, I think so. Hey, you know anybody wants to buy a collapsible Great Dane? Then we have... So sue me. Then we have Clem, the fellow from the country. He loves his cow. Of course, he loves his bullfrog, too, but he loves his cow the most. Well, here I am on my way to milk the cow. Rosalie, Rosalie. She's my Fumadoosie Samaruska Valarella Boontalie. Whatever that means. Gosh, if it means what I think it does, hot diggity. Well, here I am on my way to milk my pet cow. I can't see the barn, though. I forgot my glasses. But don't worry, I'll find it. I didn't forget my nose. Well, here's the barn now. I'll just open the door and go in. Oh, darn that door. I'm going to put it on hinges someday. There she is, my old pet cow. How are you, glue pot? How do you feel, You glad to see me? Thanks. Now wash out my other ear, will you? How do you feel today, huh? She answers me. I'm going to get out of here. Well, it's time to milk the cow, and I'm just the jerk that can do it, too. Well, get ready, cow. Hey, be careful with your tail flapping me in the face like that. Suppose I did that to you, wouldn't you be surprised? Come to think of it, so would I. Well, we got to get on with the milking now. Well, did you?
What you doing, Clem?
what's she doing?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Oh, you're milking your cow, ain't you?
Well, I ain't giving her a grease job.
Clem, look at the way you got that cow stall fixed up. Why, it's nicer in your own room.
I know, but she gives milk. Gotta keep her contented, you know.
I know, Clem, but after all, a chaise lounge. Say, Clem, what's that dragging out of your shoe? Long underwear?
Yep, I gotta wear it. It itches so much it keeps me going.
Clem, what do you think of my nice long fingernails? Ain't they nice and long?
Gosh, don't say they're long. Hey, scratch my back again from the kitchen window, will you? Say, Daisy June, how do you like my black leather jazz bow tie? I went out and bought it.
Well, where is it? I don't see nothing around your neck.
Oh, I forgot. I guess it's pretty hard to see against that dirt, ain't it? I got another surprise for you. Look, I got a haircut.
Well, looky there. Your head don't come to no point after all. Gee, this place is dirty, Clem. You better get busy and clean it up.
Yeah, the gophers gave notice this morning. Hey, you'll excuse me while I get on with the milk and the cow, will you?
Why don't you get a machine?
No, cow's milk's good enough for me. You know, I knew a guy had one of those machines once, and he forgot to shut it off. And when he came back, his cow was inside out.
Clem, you are dumb.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I know that every cow has four stomachs. Even my cow has four stomachs.
She has?
Yeah. Yesterday I served her a 5-course dinner, and she went nuts trying to find a place to put it.
You know, Clem, they say if you play music, the cow will give more milk.
It will? Well, I'll try it. Do, 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 do.
Swing it, Clem.
Okay. Oh, every soul will you work. Do, 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 do. There, that ought to change your ping to a purr.
Clem, don't you ever get tired of milking cows?
No, I milked 400 cows yesterday.
Yes, look at you. You're still throbbing. Yeah. Clem, did that fella from the city come up and stay with you over the weekend?
Yeah, I think it was his first time on a farm, too.
What makes you say that?
Well, he came into the barn, walked around the cow with a Dixie cup for 2 hours looking for a place to put the nickel in. Well, I got Blue Pot entered in the competition at the county fair today. I'll bet she wins a blue ribbon, too.
You think so?
Sure. I got everything sewed up in this county.
You have?
Yep. I got everything sewed up, including the county seat.
Well, I should think so in this cold weather.
Yeah.
What you putting that there black paint on her for?
Well, I'm taking her to the fair today, and I want to cover up the bald spots. Gosh, you think she's too heavy?
Too heavy? I think she's too thin. What's that white spot on her skin?
That ain't no white spot. That's the lantern showing through from the other side.
Well, if you expect her to win any awards, her cream must be good and rich.
It is. Her cream's so heavy she's got fallen arches.
Here, Clem, I thought you might be hungry, so I brought you some rock candy.
Oh, thanks. Oh, well, that tooth didn't match the others anyway. It was white. Say, you know, it's about time for the chickens to lay their eggs.
It is?
Yeah. When the alarm goes off, they just start right off, right down the line. There they go. That was Tutti Frutti, always a little slow, you know.
Well, come on, Clem. We got to get this cow to the fair.
Okay.
Listen, and I want you to promise that you won't go sneaking off to watch one of them hoochie-coochie dancers.
Hoochie-coochie dancer? What's that?
Now, Clem, don't tell me you've forgotten Little Egypt already. Now, promise me you won't look at any of them girls at the fair.
That's right. I ain't going to look at no girls no more. Because every time I do, smoke comes out of my ears.
Well, don't let me catch you flirting again this year.
I didn't flirt last year.
Oh, yes, you did. Oh. You let them stick their hands between the bars and feed you peanuts.
Well, I won't flirt, Daisy June. I love you. I would face death for you.
You'd face death for me?
Yeah.
And why did you run away from that rattlesnake yesterday?
He wasn't dead, was he?
Well, if we're going to the fair, we better get your cow into the truck.
Okay. Need any help, Daisy Dew? Well, I'll help you here. I'll load her into the truck.
The truck? Ain't we using the horse and buggy?
No, you wouldn't like the buggy anymore.
Why not?
Too buggy. Come on, cow, now in you go. No use. There must be a quart of cream still in her.
Well, what'll we do now?
I don't know.
Quick on the trigger, ain't you, Clem? Well, here, you hold... Look, I'll hold this carrot in the truck. Here, bossy, nice cow. Jump into the truck. No, not you, Clem.
Well, she's in. That's the cow. We look so much alike, I guess. Come on, I'll start the motor.
The motor started, Clem.
Okay, now I'll run out and put it under the hood. Well, we're off.
Gee, I hope that cow will win a ribbon today.
Yeah, it's a nice day for truck driving, too, ain't it? Lots of people we can crowd off the road.
Clem, there's a train.
Well, don't worry about it. Wait till we get to the crossing. Besides, you think I'd drive careless with my valuable cow in the car?
Valuable cow. That cow's so old, she wouldn't make a good hamburger.
No, don't you say that.
Clem, there's the train, I tell you. Now, watch out.
Why, we got as much right to drive on these tracks as they have. Hey, stop blowing your whistle at us. What do you think we are, taxpayers?
Clem, drive slower. Remember, your cow is going to win first prize.
Hey, engineer, you better watch out. My brakes don't work.
Mine neither.
Uh-oh.
Watch out, Clem. We're going to hit the train.
Hamburgers, a nickel, step right up.
How do you like that? Well, it ain't like any place when you're smiling. Then we, to get on with the different people and their pets, we have a lady and her little boy. Like all kids, he's an animal lover. And as the scene opens, we find he and his mother riding down the street in a taxi cab. They're on their way to the bus station. You be my mother, Harriet, and I'll be the mean old kid, huh? Gee, Mommy, I like riding on a taxi cab.
That's good, Junior.
Look, Mommy, I got my finger stuck in the taxi meter and it won't click no more.
Well, that's fine. At last you're showing some talent.
Yeah.
Junior, do you want to break that meter? Answer me, do you?
Well, if I don't, I will be out of character. Hey, driver.
Yes, son.
How long you been driving the car?
Not long. I just got the job this morning. I wanted to brush up on my swearing.
Yeah. Gee, you and my pop ought to get together.
driver, this cab's going awfully slow. Can't we go any faster?
Yeah, can I go any faster?
Not unless we stop dragging that dead elephant behind us.
Dead elephant?
Sure, what do you think? I only hit pedestrians?
Jesus, dolphin, Springy. I would jump up and down on it.
Junior, don't jump up and down. You're right over the wheel.
I hit over the wheel? Oh, I don't care. I do it just once, huh? Here I go. Well, I can stand up the rest of the way. Hey, driver, see how close you can come to that cop standing on the corner. Go ahead.
Good idea. I don't like him anyway.
Yeah. I'll put my hand over your eye for good measure. Gee, look at him spin! Hey, Murray, where are you taking you nice little fellow in this taxi cab, huh?
We're going to the bus station, dear. We're going to visit Grandma.
We are?
Listen, Junior, and I want you to be a good boy. You know, Grandma doesn't like little boys.
I know, but she sure acts silly when she gets around the big ones, don't she?
Well, she can't help it. She used to be an actress.
Actress, she said. Mommy, she was a runaway roustabout, and you know it.
Junior, how come you're so smart?
Well, since you cut off my long, curly hair, the boys have been telling me things. You had to wait, stop so quick and these things?
Well, here we are at the bus station.
Why, this meter says $1.80 and we just sat down.
Yeah, don't get up, Mommy. You couldn't afford it.
Oh, wait a minute. That meter's wrong. All you owe me is 60 cents.
60 cents? Gee, we could have ridden inside the car, Mommy.
Here's a dollar, driver. You can keep the change.
Oh, I'm going to tell on you. I'm going to tell Pop you're giving money to strange men. I tell you.
Junior, that's just a tip.
Yeah, but 40 cents. That would have kept me in spitball for the rest of my life.
Excuse me, miss. Carry your bags?
Hey, you let go of my ear. That's me.
Excuse me, miss. Carry your bags?
Now, wait a minute. You eyes don't look so good either. Well, go ahead, carry. Go ahead, carry our bags. They're right over here.
All these your bags?
Yeah, they're all our bags.
What are you, refugees?
Come on and carry the bag.
Okay. Good night. What's in these bags? Pig iron?
Nope, get big.
Gee, madam, are you taking this little boy on the bus with you?
Well, yes, I am. Why?
Do you want to destroy interstate commerce?
No, that would really an egg, wouldn't it?
Shall I carry your bags, miss?
No, thank you. Never mind. It isn't heavy.
It will be, because I'm going to straddle it and ride bareback.
I've lost better-looking things in a crap game than him.
Where do you think I got him?
Now, Mommy, you stop that. You said his thought brung me to you.
I didn't say he brung you. I said he flung you at me.
Oh, no, Mommy, look. Look what I got. A little kitty cat. Look at that.
Say, that tail ain't no handle.
No, but it will do. Can I have him, Mommy?
Oh, Junior, now what do you want a cat for? We've already got a nice vicious dog picked out for you.
Yeah. Now, you let me have him or I will tell.
You'll tell what?
I will tell everybody that you retread tires with your waffle iron. I will tell, too. I want that kitty cat.
Hey, look here. Why don't you take out that cat anyway? Well, I say, you don't want to take my cat Tom away.
That sounds better when you get the words right, don't it? From anyhow. Yes, I do. We got a lot of mice at our home. That's why I want to take him.
Oh, Junior, we haven't a single mouse in the place.
You said it. They're all married and got large families.
Junior, don't be be so silly. Mice don't get married.
Maybe not, but I know a couple that go in Teddy. You have many mice in it? But Dayton?
Do we have mice?
Yeah.
Why, three of our mainline buses come out of that hole in the wall.
No.
Yes, sir. We need that cat here. He's a wonderful mouser.
You don't tell me. You mean he saved money?
Yeah.
You don't tell me. Paid 36, and you say, yes, sir, he's good.
Yes, sir, he's good. He even tracks down pieces of cheese.
Oh, Tom, Tom, let's not get self-conscious.
Say, you're a nice little fella. I'll have to remember what you look like for my next nightmare.
Yeah.
Now, Junior, you sit here, and I'll go buy the tickets.
Okay.
And don't run out on the tracks and wreck a bus.
Now, what did you say that for, I was going to divide you. And you wonder where I get all my ideas from.
Now, it's enough of that. Now, Junior, you just sit here and remember, no panhandling while I'm gone.
Okay. No, I wouldn't think of it, Mommy. Goodbye, Mommy. Hurry up back. Remember to get rid of that lead quarter pop, dare you? Well, here I am all alone. Oh, look at this well-dressed man coming. I will go up to him. You see, we didn't have him in mind when we wrote that. I will go up to him. Hey, mister.
Yes, what is it, Sonny?
Can you spare $65 for a cup of coffee?
$65 for a cup of coffee?
Yes.
Why?
I like sugar in mine.
Say, little boy.
Hmm?
Have your parents ever thought of bundling you off to Britain?
I could answer that, but it would only lead to bloodshed. Well, goodbye, mister. If I said anything to offend you, thank you very much, and go jump in a lake. Well, they're going and left me all alone again. See, why do they take chances like that? Oh, look, there, that pussycat again. I wonder if I could ride he back like a horse. If I do, I get a whipping. I do it. I will get on the cat's back and play racehorse. They're off.
Yeah. That Junior, what are you doing? Playing racehorse with that cat?
Yeah, boy, but I'm not going to do that no more, boy. Do that no more. Now I know what they mean at Santa Anita when they say somebody's been scratched. All right, Pancake, come on, get up off of the floor. Come on, I'm going to hide you. You're the nice little kitty cat.
Well, Junior, have you been a good boy?
Yes, I've been a good boy.
Are you sure you've been a good boy?
Yes, I've been a good boy.
Meow. What was that?
I didn't hear nothing. Sounded just like a cat, don't mind. I wonder where he could be.
Junior, where is the cat?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know? Mommy, you remember your lounging pajamas that you put in your suitcase?
Yes.
Well, I wanted to ask you, should he wear his tail on the inside or out?
Did you put that cat in my bag?
Yes, I put him in the bag.
Oh, miss, can I carry your bag now?
Uh-oh. Meow.
Say, what's that?
That's a cat.
Junior, no, no.
Yeah. It wasn't really a cat, mister. It's me widowed tummy. It growls like that after I have two beers.
Junior!
Meow. There's that cat again.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's coming out of this suitcase. I'm just going to open it and see.
You better watch out. Them pajamas got awful long claws.
Say, what have you got in this bag anyway?
Now, let's not get nosy, Bob. You want to know Tom, then?
Tom?
Yeah, that's that pussycat name.
I knew it. He stole my cat.
I didn't know.
I'll open this bag and get him out.
Hey, what'd you say that cat's name was?
Tom.
Well, Tom just had 11 kittens.
Remember, we'll be back again next Tuesday at the same time. Red Skelton, Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Truman Bradley. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening.
Red Skelton is heard on this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwin-Mayer Studios. This program came to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.